This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, real estate. First, a data point. The National Association of Realtors said today sales of existing homes, used homes is another way I like to think about them, they were up 7% August to September. Possibly, the group said, because of a brief dip in already low mortgage rates this past summer. So there is that. Now, a policy point. The Senate Banking Committee held a hearing today on how private equity landlords are changing the American housing market. Firms that bought up foreclosed homes after the Great Recession and have been renting them back to people ever since. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin is on Housing for Us today.
Private equity landlords get a lot of hate, says the Urban Institute's Lori Goodman, especially when they compete with first-time homebuyers.
You're taking homes away from owner-occupants. That's a bad thing to do. Bad, bad, bad.
But she argues sometimes it's good to let firms buy property, especially if renovation is needed.
They can do it more efficiently because they know exactly what they're doing because they've done 1,000 homes like this before.
Admittedly, private equity landlords can be less understanding than mom-and-pop ones.
You're going to be late with your rent, so you bring your landlord a pizza, explain why, and he doesn't file an eviction notice, whereas it's hard to bring an institutional landlord a pizza.
That is an understatement, according to Georgia State University professor Dan Immergluck. When renters miss their payment, the response from private equity landlords is often impersonal, computerized, and brutal.
And if you're even a day late on your rent payment, you're likely to see some kind of eviction notice.
Private equity firms have been actively buying in Atlanta, where Immergluck is based. And with the pandemic, he says they could have more property on their hands soon.
Lots of smaller landlords are distressed financially, have not been collecting full rents, and are in a position where they either need to sell or want to sell.
He says unlike the last housing bubble, this time around it's likely to be older multifamily properties up for grabs. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.